Hi Explorers, it's Sophie and Malia, and today we're going to be working with classification of matter, but with a little bit of a twist so we can work together on it.
So, we're going to be talking about the matter, so let's begin with the smallest classification of matter, an atom.
I think an atom... You can start, Malia, I'm really bad at science.
So I'm pretty sure an atom is the smallest form of matter, of course, and it makes up everything.
And I'm pretty sure it has an element connected to it, too. It has two. No, it doesn't have two different elements.
I'm pretty sure it cannot be seen with the naked eye, so yeah. We have to use a microscope.
Which is in our laboratories. Let's see what it really is. An atom is a tiny particle that makes up all matter that cannot be seen with the naked eye, a single microscopic unit of matter. You were correct on that one, William.
Yay.
The smallest unit of an element that retains the properties of that element. I knew there was something with an element in there. The basic particles from which all elements are made. Okay, now let's move on to element.
Okay, so element, I know, is made up of a single type of atom, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And it's a pure substance, I think. But
I wonder if compound has to do
anything with that. Well, let's see. An element. Yes, it's a pure substance that is composed of a single type of atom. It cannot be broken down into any other substance by chemical or physical means. So, no chemical reactions or physical reactions can change it from being an element.
Now, a molecule, which is one of the biggest parts of the classification of matter. I think molecule is like, well, I don't know, like liquid gas.
I'm pretty sure a molecule is two elements of the same kind are chemically bonded together.
Yeah.
To make a molecule.
I think Malia is correct. Let's see. Okay. A molecule is a group of two or more atoms held together by chemical bonds, the smallest unit of a compound that still retains the properties of that compound.
Okay. I get that.
Okay.
So, a compound.
Round compound.
I'm pretty sure that's a
two elements. Yeah, it has two elements.
Chemically bonded, but the two elements are not the same.
Yeah.
They're different
ones.
Kind.
Yeah. Let's see.
And they're chemically bonded together.
A pure substance composed of two or more different elements, so we were correct on that, that are chemically bonded.
Yes, I got it right.
Okay. Mixture. I'm pretty sure I know what a mixture is. It's a mixture of compounds and elements.
Yeah, it can be the compounds. It's a mixture of compounds, elements, and molecules, but they're not chemically bonded, I'm pretty sure. They're more physically bonded.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about it is your fruit salad and anything can.
Yeah, like cake mix.
Okay. It is made up of two or more substances that are physically blended, but not chemically combined. Correct. Can contain elements, compounds, or both. And they keep their unique properties and can be separated by physical. We're both correct.
Yay.
And then mixtures can have pizza, cake mix, air, and fruit salad, which is pretty cool.
And then compounds, they can be a lot of things like water, salt, and sugar. Water is just H2O, if you've heard of that.
And elements have hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, iron, gold, and sodium and lead. Such things for iron is Fe, gold is Au, hydrogen is H.
Do you want to hear a joke, Sophie?
Sure.
What's the only element that's not on the periodic table of elements?
I don't know. What is it?
The element of surprise. Bye, Explorers.
Bye.